right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number on this total eclipse of the Sunday. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Linda, did you get your glasses and everything? You're all set for today. And I understand.
Listen, I'm going to disappear in about a half an hour because I'm going to be staring up at this galactic hole, you know, with this moon and the sun all lining up. I mean, the world is out of their mind about this.
No, well, everybody is. I don't care. I mean, I thought I'd be more interested in seeing it. And this is going to sound awful for a lot of people. But honestly, seeing it on TV was better. And you're going to say, that's insane. For example, it was about 20 minutes ago that the maximum or totality of the full eclipse took place in Dallas. And what the more interesting part is, and it's actually happening now in Indianapolis because I'm looking as we speak, I think it's actually Indianapolis Speedway. The place is packed, and you have everybody, but it looks like it's nighttime out. And when I saw that in Dallas, that part was very cool. If you get the full, eclipse in your area, it started in Dallas when it hit the U.S., I guess about 2:44 Eastern time, the totality ended. It started at 1:42. So you just get a couple of minutes of it, and everyone's got their glasses on. Then Oklahoma gets the totality of it around 1:47, just shortly thereafter. Little Rock, about 1:52, is when they're going to see the maximum eclipse. I looked up other places, Missouri, about 1:56. Paducah, Kentucky, these are all central times, about 2:01. That's happening right now. Illinois is happening about now. Indiana is happening now. I'm looking at the Fox News channel as we speak. It's just very cool to see that part of it because it looks like it's nighttime. They have a Fox reporter that looks like he's in the dark. And so that's pretty cool. Where you are, you're going to have to leave the show in about 9 minutes if you want to get the totality of where you live.
I'm going to take the kids outside and, we're going to go stare up at, the moon and the sun and on all the things with our special glasses. I got a pair for the dog. You know, we're ready to go.
Whoa. You got a pair for the dog?
Yeah, man. You can't forget your pets.
Yes. Dog's not going to wear it.
You don't think the dog's going to look up? Listen, okay, animals are far more in tune than we are.
No, that's true, because if you looked at the earthquake videos, for example, on X, that people, were taking videos at the time. Now, moments before, the coolest video I saw was a dog that seconds, I mean, like a good 7 seconds before the earthquake, anybody felt anything, got alarmed, and it sensed that something was about to happen. Exactly. That's the dog knew what
was
happening.
Now, my dog is 120 pounds. The bark's a little deeper. I'm not going to lie.
Is the dog like the cat that had to go to a beast
No.
camp?
He's a German Shepherd Husky. He's a big boy.
Okay, a big boy. So I'm just checking. You didn't overfeed it like you overfed your cat and you nearly killed it?
I mean, he may have eaten one of the cats, but I mean, we're not sure.
He may have eaten one. It sounds like Joe Biden's dog. 24 Secret Service agents bitten by the dog, we find out.
Listen, they're just learning from their owner. It's not their fault. How to be the biggest creep you can be, Come on.
No, listen, I'm not going to lie. I got glasses, but there's not a lot that happened in my area. But, watching it, it's just cool to watch it on TV, too.
Like, have you seen the cool thing that they're doing now for this eclipse?
What's up?
Hundreds of people, at least in Arkansas, have decided to get married during the eclipse. Hundreds of couples.
Then you got the conspiracies surrounding this thing. I mean, people thinking that this might be a sign of the end of times. Maybe they're missing that one quote, that one biblical quote. At that time and hour when the world ends, nobody knows but the Father. So you can guess all you want, but you don't know. Actually, since the time of the apostles, people thought the end of time was right around the corner, and it wasn't. But people now in the Northeast are going to get their look at it. Linda will get the first shot coming up, and you should actually leave now. I did send you a note you didn't respond to, but why?
I actually did respond to your note. Maybe if you checked your texts, you would know that. No one texts faster than me, my friend. Not a single person in this team.
Okay, I looked before the show started. I stand corrected.
Yeah, you sound like a liberal. Excuses.
Oh my gosh! Did you wake up like on the wrong side of the bed? That is
no. I woke up on the right side of the eclipse. Now I'm going to go out on the other side.
All right. Let us know when you're back so we can put you back on the show.
You got it.
So Indianapolis was dark. Now it's light. It's pretty. It's just that part of it's very interesting to me. I think this is one of the saddest times for this country. What has now happened with Israel? Now I'm going to play for you. This is out of Dearborn, Michigan. Everything that starting with Chuck Schumer, and then followed up by most major Democrats. They have now turned on our ally, the only democracy in the region, our friend, people that were there for us after 9/11, and they never wavered. Prime Minister Netanyahu never, ever wavered and never lectured America on how it should fight its war on terror. And in the end, a lot of mistakes were made, a lot. And thankfully, we don't have to fight wars like that anymore because of advanced military technology. But the idea that Biden looked at his numbers in Michigan and 18.9% of Democrats in the primary did not vote for him and said anybody but him led him now to change his position. And the radicals now have taken over the party. This is now the full Democratic Party. You have Nancy Pelosi is now calling for the U.S. to cut off military aid to Israel. We now have a president that doesn't have any problem. Never spoke out against opponents. They've weaponized our justice system to go after his number one opponent. And worse than that, Democratic politicians want to take a Republican presidential candidate off the ballot for something that they call an insurrection, of which that candidate has never been charged with, let alone convicted of. And this is now the entire Democratic Party. And by the way, they're scared to death at the Democratic convention that all of these radicals, like the ones that protested and were shouting down Hillary at Wellesley College, that this is now going to be an all-summer-long affair. So at the end of the day, basically it has now become, National Review had a good line about it, Democratic politics now have shifted toward the view that Hamas should win because it's becoming too politically hot for Joe Biden to support the victims of terrorism. Israel was the victim of the worst terror attack in their history. You know, we have a poll showing a majority of Democrats want to cut off military aid to Israel. This is now the radicals now that have taken over this party. It's in Congresswoman Tlaib's district where this weekend they were shouting death to Israel, death to America. I want you to listen to this radical imam.
Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
El Mauti Israel!
El Mauti Israel!
El Mauti Israel!
El Mauti Israel!
They prefer the thought that they may lose votes is now taking precedence over a stand against radical Islamic terrorism. That is your radical Democratic Party. That is the same party with radical environmental views, the same party that want to shove EVs in your driveway, whether you want one or not. I have no problem if you want one, but they're forcing it on you. Like, they're forcing people to get rid of their gas stoves and lecturing us about, you know, what kind of cars we drive, what kind of stoves we use, what kind of refrigerators we can have, what kind of air conditioning we can use, if any. And now they're undermining the only democracy in the region. This is a repulsive moment for America that is supposed to stand for the cause of liberty and the cause of freedom and have the moral clarity and strength of conviction to stand against radical Islamic terrorists. But no, they're trying to undermine a prime minister of our top ally. Would Joe Biden dare ever try that against President Xi? No, because the Biden family is likely compromised by China. Would he do it to Putin in Russia? No, because while he was canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, he was granting waivers to Vladimir Putin to build out his pipeline. That's your Democratic Party. That's what's at stake in 210 days. That's what this party now stands for. You know, we have now people in states chanting death to Israel, death to America. Well, that's what Bibi's been saying. It's not fine. They take out Israel. You say, well, okay. Well, you think that's fine to let radical Islamists win? Do you think they're finished when they're done with Israel? Or does this convert or die mentality spread? Like we've seen rabid, virulent hatred, anti-Semitism on our college campuses and all across the country with little to zero penalties for the people involved in this vile hate. In a day and age of wokeism and political correctness, or the fact that they're chanting in Australia, gas the Jews, F the Jews, or all throughout Europe, the emergence of anti-Semitism over there has been beyond chilling. The U.S. is preparing for a significant attack, and they're doing this all at a time when the CIA warned on Friday that an attack by Iran against Israel is imminent. Because Israel dared to strike Damascus, where top Iranian commanders who had been aiding and abetting in this terror attack, has Joe forgotten we still have hostages being held in Israel as he's now trying to undermine Prime Minister Netanyahu? You know, is Joe responsible for the IDF now pulling back their troops from Gaza before finishing the job and winning the war on terror, which should have been the clear, unambiguous message the whole time, that we should win war against those people that would kill innocent men, women, and children? Did Joe Biden call that? Cause that? Certainly seems like it. They have gotten more aggressive by the day. And the only reason this is happening, because it's all based on a pure political calculation, and Joe Biden cares more about his power than taking the moral clarity stand of, no, we will unite against terrorism in whatever form it takes, whatever country it takes place in, and any manifestation it takes place in. Because let me tell you something, this will bite the world in its ass faster than you can imagine. Unbelievable. No, war is ugly. Yeah, mistakes happen. It happened in our own war on terror. Anyone remember a guy by the name of Tillman? Friendly fire, death? It is horrible. This war was started by Hamas, the terror organization. The Palestinian people put them in power. A poll in the last 2 weeks showed 70% of them would put them back in power again. It's unbelievable. 800-941-SEAN. It's repulsive. It's disgusting. I'm embarrassed this man is our president. Every freedom-loving American should be embarrassed. Anybody that believes in the cause of liberty and freedom should be embarrassed. MyPillow's been canceled by big box stores and a lot of shopping channels. They're now a part of cancel culture. So what have they done? They're going directly to you, their loyal customers, with their great products. And guess what? They're passing the savings, that profit that these big box stores would make or shopping channels would make. They're passing all of it on to you, and you buy direct. And it all started with Mike Lindell, just started with one product, MyPillow. Now they have hundreds of products. And right now they're having their $25 extravaganza sale. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. You can get two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel sets, $25. And for the first time ever, well, the premium MyPillows with the Giza fabric, any size, any loft, $25. You can call 800-919-6090, mention my name for these savings. Any order above $75, guess what? Shipping is 100% free. Anyway, MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. Take advantage of these massive savings during this extravaganza sale.